Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into a topic that's really heating up at the intersection of sports and finance. The debate over cryptocurrency sponsorships in athletics has just hit a critical legal turning point, and we're left asking whether government bans on crypto branding actually cross the line and violate our constitutional free speech protections.
It's definitely a fascinating crossroads. And the whole conversation really kicked off with a specific incident. A Kansas-based sports organization decided to feature XRP branding right on their team jerseys, which triggered immediate regulatory scrutiny. It has become a perfect case study for where we stand legally right now.
Absolutely. And you couldn't ask for a more passionate voice to step into this debate. David Schwartz, a prominent crypto developer and a key figure in the Ripple ecosystem, jumped in quickly. He argued that outright prohibiting truthful XRP advertising would be a direct clash with the First Amendment.
And legally, that's a very strong position to take. Schwartz's argument rests on well-established precedent. The First Amendment absolutely protects commercial speech, provided it's truthful and not misleading. The courts don't take that lightly, and it sets a clear baseline.
That's right. When courts evaluate restrictions on commercial advertising, they apply a pretty strict framework. The government has to prove it has a substantial interest, and any restriction has to be narrowly tailored to address real, specific harms like fraud or deception. It's not a free pass to just ban things willy-nilly.
Exactly. And that's why a blanket ban on cryptocurrency logos in sports marketing simply fails that constitutional test. It suppresses lawful expression rather than actually targeting misconduct. You can't just sweep everything under the rug because it's a new asset class.
I love that point. Regulators really can't just silence legitimate business communication out of hand, especially when it's just born from industry skepticism or fears of market volatility. We have to separate the noise from the actual rules.
Precisely. Protecting that truthful commercial speech is actually vital for the cryptocurrency sector's maturation. If we want this industry to grow up and integrate properly into the mainstream economy, we have to let the legitimate players communicate openly.
And think about how exciting that could be. As legitimate projects and compliant exchanges work hard to build transparent ecosystems, sports sponsorships are becoming such a key avenue for mainstream normalization. It's about bringing these technologies into the light where everyone can see them.
But if we stifle that with bans, the consequences are very real. It would chill innovation, unfairly penalize companies that are already doing everything right, and frankly, drive those legitimate businesses toward less regulated jurisdictions. That's not a win for anyone.
So what's the alternative? Instead of censorship, we really need effective oversight that prioritizes clear disclosure requirements, robust anti-fraud enforcement, and genuine consumer education. Let's empower the fans, not shut them out.
That's the balanced approach we need. It protects fans from scams while still allowing teams, athletes, and digital asset companies to collaborate openly. It's about smart, targeted regulation rather than blanket prohibition.
And honestly, the broader implications here extend way beyond just a single jersey patch. This is about the future of how we communicate value and innovation in public spaces.
You're right. Sports marketing has historically been the ultimate testing ground for emerging financial products. Crypto sponsorships really do represent the next logical evolution in that tradition.
So by recognizing those First Amendment boundaries, we actually give lawmakers the freedom to focus their regulation where it truly matters, preventing deception and ensuring transparency. It's about precision, not panic.
And when these partnerships are executed responsibly, the benefits are tangible. They can fund athletic programs, accelerate mainstream adoption, and foster a much more informed public discourse about digital finance.
It's such a promising path forward. Ultimately, the First Amendment serves as a crucial safeguard here, ensuring that honest commercial advertising remains visible, and that our regulation stays precise, evidence-based, and deeply respectful of free expression. Thanks for diving into this with me.